Can they get it out the back to the big boy, McAvoy? Nice hands.
Give him a bit of a look at it. The big boy goes bang. Nice.
Good to see you, Benny.
No, good to see you, Jens.
Congratulations on the amazing season you're having. I want to play a bit of audio to you because you players probably don't hear what happens on Triple M Footy enough because you're in the sort of cut and thrust of the caper. But this is what the captain of Collingwood, Scott Pendlebury, had to say about you on the Saturday rub. Have a listen.
Going to be close this year, the All-Australian Ruckman.
Who have you got, Scotty?
I've got a favourite. Big boy McAvoy is mine.
Yeah, he's
real good on
it. He's been good. He was good. Jeez, he was good the other night.
The player from another club you'd most like to watch?
Big boy McAvoy.
Ooh.
Benny.
Bit of love.
What about that?
That's high praise, isn't it? Coming from a superstar like Scotty Pendlebury, that's a little bit embarrassing. But, yeah, thanks, Scotty. He's a class player, so high praise.
Bloody oath it is.
How's your hooter, mate? Because you broke it again last week. How many times have you broken that nose?
Oh, only a couple of times, but, yeah, I'm pretty good at getting clarity out of the head in general.
Yes, you always got some form of tape. It looks a bit swollen from here. Actually, I just think it's a big one anyway.
Nice one, Bill.
Oh, now, Benny boy, you're one of the greats from Deterring, Mount Beauty. Tell the people out there, little country town, what Deterring, Mount Beauty is like. Oh, where is it?
Beautiful part of the world, Jim. Northeast Victoria, just at the foot of the Alps. You can see the snow from home. So, yeah, beautiful part of the world to grow up. And, yeah.
So when you say snow, are we talking Buller? Or are we talking
So closest to Mansfield? No, closest to Falls Creek.
Oh, nice.
But you can Bogong's the one that you can see from Deterring.
She's a bit cold there, Benny.
Yeah, she gets fresh. Nearly as cold as Geelong today, Bill.
Oh, get stuff, Benny.
Have some of that.
And when you grew up, you were barrack for North Melbourne as a kid, and I think you liked Mick Martin, didn't you?
I did. Used to wear the number 4 on my back and came down to a couple of grand finals when I was 9 or 10. It was a bit of a hike to come down, but we used to love it. Love Mick.
Oh, well, great mates with, of course, Jonathan Segler. His old man's a former shin boner, so there's a nice connection there. And I read where you've now got a property of your own, which isn't in Mount Beauty. Where is that?
In the Wimmera near Stawell.
Stawell, righto. Yep. And how many acres?
About 1,500.
Oh, nice. And you're running cattle on there?
Cropping. No cattle. No, Segs has tried to get free adjustment, but...
Has he?
I won't let him
on. You won't let him on?
No, so he has got some cattle up back up Wodonga Way.
Okay.
But no cattle for me.
Why not?
Too much
not enough
work.
Money. Yeah.
Too much work.
A bit of cropping. Are you doing a bit of cropping, are you?
Yeah, put it all in crop. So that way it's easy to do from afar. I can pay my brother-in-law to contract it for me, and he does a splendid job.
What do you got? Bit of
canola.
Canola.
Don't say any more, please, Benny. What was that, Bill?
Canola.
And what else?
And a bit of wheat. You got any water for rice or not?
No water for rice. No.
What do you think? He's got rice paddies in stall.
Well, you could if you had the water, Jim.
But they fog all that up in New South, don't they, Bill?
Riverina, where I'm from.
You are.
That's where I'm.
If you hadn't said anything there, Benny, he would not have been able to name one crop. He thinks because he comes from bloody
Drury,
that he knows about crop.
I tell you what, the canola bud, a beautiful yellow flower, and when they bloom or whatever they do, Benny, what do? They bloom.
Yeah.
Mate, the people stop here on the Geelong-Melbourne Road. They get out in the middle, take photos and carry on. They've never seen anything like it. The Asians love it.
Oh, yeah, I don't know why. It looks all right, but it actually smells when you get into it, so...
Oh,
yeah, not a good idea.
So the brother-in-law, how much would you have to slide his way, Benny, just to make sure that he looks after it properly? Is it just...
More than you'd care to know.
No,
he does an outstanding job. He and my sister do a lot for me. I'm obviously not there very often, so... just trying to get set up for, down the track
when
the footy's no longer an option.
Don't worry, that is a long way off because you're having a cracking season. What do you put that down to?
A few different things. I don't think the new rules hurt me probably, and just being one out. We only played one ruckman pretty much most of the year, so a lot of opportunity, I suppose. And but as with most things in footy, between the years, so you get that right, you get your mindset right, you can get things going your way.
And you're starting to clunk it around the ground.
Yes.
I mean, you've always been able to do that, but this is, just from the outside looking in, it looks like it's one of your better years for doing that. Your hands have been really good.
Yeah, they've been sticking pretty well most of the time, but certainly getting lots of support from teammates to putting the ball in good spots and, when we move the ball well and get some support at those long contests, that helps too.
Also, floating forward and kicking a few goals, Benny.
Always good to get on the end of a few, Bill. You know about
bloody
that.
Bloody oath. Yes, I do. 441 of them. A lot here. A lot here at this ground, Benton, as I look out now. You couldn't. Ablett and myself.
Which was your favourite end, Bill? Which end did you kick him up?
It didn't really matter, to be honest. as long as Ablett wasn't playing.
Speaking of the blood nose, which you copped, bit of friendly fire, of course. Head clash with Liam Shields. What do you say to a pest like that when he does that sort of damage to you?
There's not a lot you can say. What was more interesting, I thought, was talking about friendly fire. The bit of a whack I got from the footy club on the Instagram after it, put a picture of me up next to Voldemort. It was a bit cheeky talking about friendly fire.
Actually, that's bloody good. I like that. Big boy, as we were in the ad break there, I want you to repeat the question you asked Bill, please.
Oh, Bill, I just wanted to know what your career change was going to be if you don't always stick with radio.
No.
What he meant was when you get the arse, which is happening in the next minute, what are you going to do?
I got a very comfortable 3-year deal here at the Southern Cross Oz Stereo. They're thinking about maybe moving me to Sydney or Brisbane. Maybe a nationwide show.
You reckon?
Malloy's just got it at the minute, but stand by. Or I could go into pubs. I'm a handyman. I could go into pubs, Benny.
On the other side of the bar, Bill.
Yeah, actually, I've got to get off the drinking and punting side. I've got to get beyond the other side. That'd be good. Elocution lessons.
Oh, no. You can't be saying that.
Now, Benny boy, have you been talking to Kissing Will Langford, and what's going on there? Have we had a chat to him?
No, I haven't, but I don't think there's much point. You know he's a Langford, right?
Yes, he's different.
He's a bit different, Will, but I don't know really what was behind that, but he's a different sort of a character, and I imagine he's just having a bit of a joke, so I don't think there was anything too much behind that.
Poor old Jared McVeigh didn't think it was a joke. He cracked it, didn't he?
he did, but these things happen in the heat of the moment on the footy field sometimes. We've seen it grand final day with Bud, if you go back a few years ago, I suppose.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Hey, tell us Ruffy's 250th game.
Yes.
What a superstar, one of the great men of football. But also, appears to me, you see him every week, just starting to creep back to his very best form.
Yeah, well, I don't think you can underestimate how hard it'll be to, go through what he's been through and have time out of the game and then to come back and, I suppose, the added pressure and expectation of being captain of our footy club now. So I think he stood up superbly and it's great to have him out there again and, as you say, starting to play some really good footy.
And a big game in it. This is a really, really big game for the Richmond Footy Club, but also yourself this week. This Sunday, who'll we brought Poppy back? You'd welcome him back, Ty Vickery, Heatherly and Miles. But big game for both sides going into this weekend, big boy.
Yeah, it'll be a big clash. It's one of those funny ones. We'll have the same thing with your mob next week, JB. We haven't played Richmond yet this year. We're up to what round is it? Round 19.
19, yeah.
So we haven't played him yet, so it'll be interesting. Like you say, it's a big game and important for both teams.
Well, mate, you win it, you're still alive. It's simple as that. You've got to win every game from here, Hawthorn, but you win it and then you've got, much as it hurts me to say it, the 16th ranked team the next week at home in Launceston. Who have you got the last couple?
Then we've got Carlton and Bulldogs.
So you got some winnable games in there. So and dangerous too. If you get into the finals, I don't reckon, Bill, the other seven teams would want any part of playing against the Hawks. But got to get over the Tigers, who are playing better footy.
Yeah, they are. They've changed a few things this year. And it's funny, like I said, I haven't really seen them this year. But we did our OPA report this year the other day and. They've been really bold and aggressive with the footy and can really score and, got a couple of handy players, especially in the midfield. One might have number 4 on his back. Yes. He's pretty hard to stop.
Yeah, not a bad player. Might win the Brownlow now that Paddy can't for a tackle. How's Nicky going, mate? All right? How many kids you got?
Just got the one. Just got young Angus. He's about to turn one, so he's really starting to run amok, especially on Wednesdays when his dad has him.
What do you do?
We just kick around. We went into the club the other day, so he goes in there and runs amok around the physio room and that sort of stuff. So, it's great fun. It's a real blessing being a parent.
And off-season, Benny, and it might hopefully for the Hawks be the end of September, what do you do? Just head back up to Joel, or do you take beautiful Nikki and overseas to the warmer climates? What are you going to do?
Not too much sun, I reckon.
No, I'm definitely a shade chaser, Bill. Lockie, I don't know if you go so well if you move up to Sydney or Brisbane, mate.
Exactly right.
We're just pretty low-key most of the time at the farm. Yeah, we just love to get out of Melbourne for a while and lay low and just do our thing. So.
Beauty, mate. Well, good luck. This is a huge game, and we wish you well with that, but also the rest of the season. And as I say, I cannot imagine, Bill, off the top of my head, given that Big Maxi Gorn's missed a fair bit of footy, I can't see who's taking the All-Australian away from him, Bill.
Oh, well, the Cruiser's going okay. Reece Stanley's been good.
Good luck, Benny. Thanks for coming in.
No worries. Thanks, guys.